being aware of the weight of your body on the seat, just letting yourself fully rest into this seat right now, right here. Being aware of the space above and around you, so that you can fully take your space. You don't have to make yourself small in any way. There's room for you. Bring your attention to your heart center. If it's helpful, you can put your hand on your heart. And we're looking at the heart center rather than the physical pumping heart, more like the energy, the heart energy in the center of the chest. We're going to do a practice of cultivating compassion, karuna. And in the suttas, there are two words that we translate as compassion in English. One is anukampa, which is, when you look in the suttas, it's generally connected with ways of relating to the world when we're in our daily life. And that literally means to tremble with. So you could say that would be more like literally, that the translation compassion fits very beautifully there. So com with passion, suffering, so to suffer with. And so that's anukampa is like the Pali equivalent, you could say, of the meaning of the word compassion. And then the word karuna, which we're more familiar with from the four Brahma Viharas, this isn't so much about the trembling with the suffering of another, but it's holding the intention that may all beings, this being, you and all beings, may all beings be free from harm and any intention to harm. So it's wishing that all beings be free from harm and any intention to harm. So it goes right to the root of the cause of suffering. So just with a hand on your heart, if it's helpful, or just staying connected to the heart center, you might notice, you know, when you breathe in, the breath fills the chest, which is all around the heart center, makes space. So with each in-breath, you can really connect with this intention of wishing for all beings that they may be free from harm and in the intention to harm. Just bring that intention right to the heart of your heart. So that it touches something, that it awakens something. It awakens that deep wish, that possibility. All beings to be free from harm and the intention to harm. with each in-breath, you can just imagine that you're bringing a little more fuel to that intention. Just as oxygen brings fuel, helps with the fuel of a lamp, a light. So each in-breath brings just a little more fuel to that intention. And each out-breath, with each out-breath, you just allow that intention to spread a little bit further. Or to deepen a little bit stronger. And it can happen that, we're generating this quality or any of the Brahma Viharas, and unknowingly there are certain obscurations or limitations that we're putting on that quality. So I'd like to invite you to imagine that that you can draw back any obscurations, like the curtain of obscurations in front of you. You don't have to go into detail of what they might be, but just anything, any doubts, any feeling of unworthiness or inability or skepticism, whatever it might be, or just haven't allowed it to fully shine yet. You just draw that back as though you're drawing back a curtain that was surrounding a lamp, and then you let that shine a little bit further. So you're letting it shine out in front of you so that it touches everyone and everything in front of you. And you keep drawing that curtain back around to your right so that it shines out to your right, the quality. And then you keep drawing that curtain of obscurations away behind you. And then you keep coming all the way around your left so that all obscurations have been drawn away, pulled away. And that quality can shine as far as it wants to go. And it might just be a little glow in your heart, not shining very far. Or it might be shining right through your body and out a little bit further. Or it might be beaming out into the room, or even out into the cosmos. It's all good. All you need to know is to know how it is. So these qualities are boundless. Karuna is boundless. So we don't put a boundary on it. We just let it go as far as it wants to go. It's immeasurable, so we don't want to measure it. How far is it going? Was it better last time I did it? What about the person next to me? They've got it beaming out and I've only got a little glow going on. So we let go of all of that. not measuring, not putting boundaries on, but just allowing the quality to radiate. So it's radiating all around us. And then to allow it to radiate up, from the heart center up through our body and up and out, if it wants to go that far. And radiating downwards from our heart center, down through our body and down into the earth, if it wants to go that far. So that it's radiating in all directions, like a sphere of karuna. And you can use the breath to stay connected and to keep bringing fuel to that radiance of karuna. So just keep practicing with this.